Geophysicist Jim Koehikawa has worked with Hawaiian Volcano Observatory for around 40 years. He says the United States Geological Survey started developing hazard zone maps to help guide development.
Our lava flow hazard zone map deals with the long-term hazard produced by lava flows. The summit and the rift zones where events come up, where eruptions start, are the highest hazard zone levels.
Lava zones 1 and 2 are the highest risk.
The original map was produced in the 70s. And it reflected the volcanic structure of the volcanoes, the rift zones, the summits, and those areas down slope. All of the volcanoes on the island of Hawaii are represented. Kohala and Mauna Kea are less likely in the long term to host lava flows. Mauna Loa and Kilauea are most likely. Pula lies somewhere in the middle. We were hoping to communicate these geologic ideas to planners, for example. We thought if we identified the highest hazard zone area, the one most likely to host eruptions in the future, that these would be perhaps utilized for different purposes other than residential areas.
Koehikawa's research revealed there was a similar map created even earlier than the 1970s.
That map was referred to in a newspaper article in 1960 where people were wondering about the safety of developing Leilani estates, but they weren't able to give quantitative information because good carbon-14 dating wasn't developed yet in the way they were using it now. The old map, the late 50s, looks remarkably like the one today.
Koehikawa says the boundaries between zones are not narrow lines, but around a half mile wide. And despite eruptions over the past decades, he says the geologic picture has not changed enough to create new maps at this time. From Hawaii Island, this is Sherry Bracken for Hawaii Public Radio.